This is the Steve Gruber Show. Sitting in today for Steve is Scott Bertram.
Steve Gruber Show, Monday morning. Find me on Twitter at Scott Bertram, SteveGruber.com, or at Steve Gruber Show on Twitter is where to catch up with the show. You can find there some exclusive content, giveaways, much more over there at SteveGruber.com. Final half hour of hour three of the program this morning here on the Steve Gruber Show. And with us now, Megan Barth, founder, proprietor of ReaganBabe.com. You can also find MediaEqualizer.com, where she's national spokeswoman for that. Online watchdog for the intersection of media, technology, and government. A question about that in just a minute. Megan, good morning. Welcome back on the Steve Gruber Show.
Hey, Steve. Good to be back. Or Scott. It's
yes.
Scott, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Yeah,
Scott
right.
in today. Okay. No problems.
Monday.
Yeah, I know how it goes. So media, technology, and government over at MediaEqualizer.com. And this is a good lead into something I wanted to get with you anyway. I saw you tweeting about this over the weekend. It's been a big topic of conversation, and that is Twitter, of course, and the shadow banning and what are conservatives being suppressed on Twitter. For people who perhaps maybe not even on Twitter, it's a smaller percentage of the population than we think sometimes. Can you explain for people what shadow banning is, how it's taking place? What do we know?
Well, what we do know is that conservatives and many of our conservative elected representatives in Congress have been saying that conservatives have been censored by big tech, one of them being, of course, Twitter, through shadow banning. And what shadow banning is basically that your conservative voice, your conservative Twitter or tweets, your Twitter profile does not come up in a search or in the news, so to speak, so your feed. So if you were to look at Facebook, you would see, you know, your top 10 friends or whatever. Well, if I'm following Jim Jordan or Mark Meadows or Matt Gaetz from Florida on Twitter, I would not see their feed unless I specifically went to their page and knew their handle. If I went into the search bar and tried to search for them, they too would not even show up. Normally, elected representatives as well as celebrities are verified by Twitter with a blue check mark, and those types of profiles, you know, will automatically feed and populate if you are following them. But if you're a conservative and you have a blue check mark, or if you're a conservative elected representative or conservative voice like Mike Cernovich or Jack Posobiec with hundreds of thousands of followers, you simply will not show up in a follower's feed. And so this type of censorship is rampant. I have been chronicling this censorship for quite some time now, whether it be the censorship of Facebook, the censorship of Google against conservative voices and conservative websites. And now we've been talking about the shadow banning of Twitter. And, of course, the Democrats, the elected representatives, had said that was a conspiracy theory. And it was debunked, even though an investigation was never had. I mean, the default position of a Democrat every time you mention something like this is it was debunked. Well, no. It wasn't debunked. Actually, Twitter came out and admitted that it was, you know, of course, a glitch. It's always a glitch. But what we can do and what Congress can do and what Mark Meadows and Matt Gaetz and others have promised is to invest, and also Donald Trump, quite frankly, has offered to investigate Twitter and their censorship practices, because they are not a neutral platform and cannot be protected by a specific law, which is a Communications Decency Act, if they are censoring. They are no longer a neutral platform. So I hear some never-Trumpers on the right, as well as some libertarians and, of course, Democrats, you know, screaming that they're a private company, they can do whatever they want. Well, that's absolutely false, because they are protected by a 1996 law called the Communications Decency Act, which protects them from libel, but that only is offered to neutral platforms, and if these platforms have a bias, which they obviously do, they don't need the protection of the taxpayer anymore or of the law anymore.
And back to the idea of shadow banning, this is one of the differences between Facebook and Twitter, of course. Facebook, people know, has an algorithm, so you don't see every post that comes up, and you don't see them in the order they're released. Facebook says, here are the things we think you might like most, and that's at the top of your feed. One of the great things about Twitter is you're supposed to see everything that you want to see. You're supposed to see everything from everyone you follow in the order it's put out. And I saw Mark Meadows highlighting this in a Twitter statement saying, we do not shadow ban. You are always able to see the tweets from accounts you follow, although you may have to do more work to find them, like go directly to their profile, which defeats the entire purpose of Twitter.
Right, and Mark Meadows basically said their statement is the definition of shadow banning. And I have had many people come to me through direct message as well as publicly telling me that they cannot find my tweets unless they go directly to my page. So I know I'm being shadow banned. I mean, I've been doing radio now for a few years, and my follower count has hardly increased. I find Twitter very helpful in the fact that I'm able to kind of aggregate a ton of different news from a variety of sources. Mm-hmm. And that's why I like Twitter, is because, and also because it's real time. Specifically with this Twitter presidency, right? You have Donald Trump over the weekend going on a Twitter tear, setting the narrative for the news on Monday. Now that we have a president whose account, by the way, was disabled by a lefty at Twitter, a lefty employee, for 11 minutes because he didn't like the president. And this is what we're finding, is that, you know, conservative voices are being censored and silenced, and this is how the left wants it to be. This is how the left operates. You know, no longer is dissent patriotic, but now conservative viewpoints specifically are hate speech, right? Or we're bigots. And Twitter also came out with a statement that Brad Parscale, who runs the digital campaign for Donald Trump and helped him win, quite frankly, said now Twitter is saying, well, as long as it's a healthy conversation. Well, who at Twitter, which leftist Marxist at Twitter deems the conversation to be healthy? And this is the same type of question that conservatives, as well as others, have for Facebook and Google, where they say, well, we're partnering with quality journalists. Well, right. Who determines what quality journalism is, specifically in this era of fake news?
I just want you to show me what I ask for, right? I don't need you, the royal you, of course, Facebook, Twitter, anyone to come in and say, this is not good, you should not see this. You know, you might accidentally interpret this a way in which you shouldn't interpret this. Or, you know, to the extreme, you might, you might actually agree with some of these new ideas that you're being exposed to. I just need them to give me what I ask for.
Well, and we're seeing fascism in a free fall because Facebook lost 19% of its value, billions of dollars. The largest single-day loss in Dow Jones history came from Facebook's plummet. And then Twitter, the very following day, I think it was a 20 to 22% loss of their overinflated value.
Right.
So Wall Street is reacting. And also consumers are reacting. Specifically, when you look at Facebook numbers, they're not growing in the number that they had predicted. That's one of the reasons for their free fall, but it's also due to their fascism. The fascism lies in the left. Of course, the left is always going to point to the right and scream fascists, but it's only a projection. It's blaming the others for what you are guilty of, and it's typical Alinsky tactic 101.
Megan Barth with us, ReaganBabe.com, at ReaganBabe on Twitter. Stick around. We'll have more discussion, some issues, like the shutdown threat in just a minute. This portion of the Steve Gruber Show brought to you by, well, we hear about data breaches, Target, Home Depot, Equifax, to name a few. Were you a victim? How have you protected yourself from identity theft? The fact is, if you haven't been a victim, it's only a matter of time before you will. Protect yourself and your employees today with the Michigan Chamber's new Identity Theft Protection Employee Benefit Solution. Go to SteveGruber.com, click on the ID Theft Protection logo to find out more or sign up.